Last week, at a city council meeting in Troy, the controversy of the killing of Troy resident Edson Thevenin in 2016 by Troy police, specifically Officer Randall French, erupted again. This time, members of the Troy community expressed outrage and allegations of a cover-up by the Troy Police Department, former DA Abel Love, and Mayor Patrick Madden. I'll begin with an excerpt of Messiah Cooper's statement to the council.
No justice, no peace. My name is Messiah. I'm from 24 Grace Court, Troy. I love the planet, but I love life more. We would like the city council to speak truth about the cover-up. We want to know everything about the cover-up. It was supposed to be an open forum yesterday, and it turned into a closed door meeting. We want to know what did you uncover? And if in fact that you saw what we know is the truth, we want to know what's the next step. Is anyone going to be held accountable for their actions? Starting with the mayor, chief of police, Tedesco, and all who was complicit in covering up the murder. That's what we want.
Also speaking in great detail was Anastasia Robertson.
Recently, the mayor met with the NAACP, and they found him to be cold, distant, and disinterested, and not willing to do anything on behalf of the people of the city, or especially the people of color. We find him to be complicit in covering up the Thevenin murder. We find it that you should be insulted as the council that he never came forward with the necessary report to provide you guys with the information that you need, inhibiting your job, which is supposed to be to stand for justice for everybody in this city. We find it insulting that from the mayor all the way down, these people are complicit and insistent that they're going to continue to hide this murder.
And an attempted murder on my baby. Mm-hmm. Yes. And I want justice for that, Dominic McDonald.
We have mothers here. Edson Thevenin's mother in particular. Mm-hmm. And other mothers here. Yeah. Who have to suffer not only the loss of their child, but also have to live with the fact that the city is complicit in covering up a murder. It's an injustice to everybody in this room and outside of this room. Mm-hmm. We live in a city that is divided itself. Mm-hmm. We don't need extra cameras. Mm-hmm. We don't need extra laws. Mm-hmm. What you need is people who believe in humanity, who look in their hearts and know what's right and what's wrong, and act accordingly, not according to your party, not according to your personal interests, but according to what is right and the will of God and the will of the people. You are not the only elected officials who don't seem to be doing their jobs. If you want to take on these type of issues that come in our city, that are created within the city, stop looking at your everyday person walking the street. You need to look at who's in charge. Things happen because policies, written and unwritten, are enacted. You have the police department that believes that when they come on this job, that they walked into the jungle and it's down to take down whoever you can. Yeah. They're not coming here to serve.
Nope.
Tonight we saw a bunch of cadets come in, and that's a wonderful thing. But I ain't see one of them that look nowhere near look like me. I don't even know if they even look like other people of color in this city. How can that be? I've got one black councilwoman sitting here who, by default, ended up in this position because of her racist behavior of an ex-councilman. But the council don't look like me.
Come on.
That'll fix it.
We try to be polite, and we try to wait, and we know that the city, you have a job to do, and we attempt to allow you to do your jobs. But at the same time, the voice of the people should not and will never be shut down because we want to drag the meeting out, because we don't really want to hear from what you have to say. We really don't care what you have to say. And it's kind of obvious when nothing is done at any level to address the wrongs of this city. Yes, you got the report late, but have you come out and said what you found in the report? Have you come out and said, first of all, no, none of you even came out and said you insulted that the mayor didn't even bother to consult with you. How disheartening is that?
I'll correct that. I was there.
At this point in Ms. Robertson's statement, members of the council, including Carmela Montello, Deborah Garrett, and T.J. Kennedy, got into a brief dialogue with Ms. Robertson about some of the points that she'd made up to that point. However, the audio quality of the council members' responses was too poor to include in this segment. The last issue raised by T.J. Kennedy was about the appointment of a police review board by Mayor Patrick Madden.
All right, there's only one problem with that, and I'm not trying to be rude. There's one problem with that. The mayor has the final say on who sits on this police review board. I think that needs to be taken out of his hand, considering how complicit he is in all the things that are going on in this city. Okay?
We want
so
him held accountable.
If I put my name or any of these people's name forth, none of them are going to make it onto a civilian review board. And if he does put one together, it will be without subpoena power because he does not want to be investigated, and it is the only board that actually has the power to actually do it. Now, if the mayor is complicit in what is wrong with this city, then it has no right to be the only power that appoints anybody to anybody's board. In fact, he needs to step down and pull himself out of this race for the next mayoral election, because it's not right what's happening here. And I'm gonna tell you something, we're not going away. And if I have to stand here and interrupt every meeting that goes forth, so be it. Because you're gonna get it right, you're gonna serve the people of this city, and you're gonna make sure that these people, these officers, are doing their job, which is serve. I know what the law is, and I understand exactly how it's supposed to be enforced. But I also understand that when you have captains and chiefs and so forth and on, whose mental attitude sets about a paradigm that sets it out, that sends their men out into the streets to hunt down people, there is something wrong. And it ain't the law, it's the people. It's the heart of the matter, and it's the head of everything. And if you don't fix it, you're gonna have a problem. Not only will we not reelect you, and don't think that we will sit back and let this ride, we will make sure that you are disrupted, interrupted at everything that you do. Because if I hear there's a meeting, I'm showing up.
We're showing up.
I got your back. Thank you.
No justice, no
peace. No justice, no peace. No justice, no peace.
After Ms. Robertson's statement, Troy resident Daniel Morrissey summarized the demands of the protesters.
Mayor Madden, end the cover-up, release the taxpayer-funded report, resign, and withdraw from the election. The Troy Police Department, fire Randall French, end the cover-up, and drastically change your procedures. Rensselaer County District Attorney Donnelly, prosecute those responsible for the cover-up, reopen old cases where French's testimony was crucial, and rehash all of it. Troy City Council, this is you. Investigate the cover-up. Listen to these words. Investigate the cover-up. Establish a civilian police review board with community representation and subpoena power. Do all that is in your power to do those things, and we will help you find the future that we all need together.
Come on, somebody.
Thank you.
This issue will likely surface again at the mayoral debate, which will occur less than an hour after this segment is first broadcast on Tuesday. We will cover that as well. For the Hudson Mohawk Magazine, I'm Dave Pablo.